data will play a key role in the future of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. The new administrator, Ann Rung, is about a month into her new job as leader of that office. She says a data-centric approach will help OFPP better meet its mission of buying smarter, buying less, and improving the acquisition workforce. Rob Burton is a federal procurement attorney at Venable and former deputy OFPP administrator. So, Rob, you know this office from the inside out, literally. As Ann steps in there and really starts to get a feel for the job that's ahead of her, if you were sitting next to her as you sat next to other OFPP administrators, what would you say would be the steps to take to execute the mission that she's laid out for herself so far?
Well, you know, I think she's only got 2 years, Francis, and then, as you know, that's not very long to do anything in the federal government. And I think, maybe it's because I've been in the private sector now for a while, but I really think that she needs to focus on two things. She needs to pick some very concrete goals that are things that she can actually achieve within 2 years. And I would say to her, you need to do two things more than anything else. And one is to continue OFPP's effort to improve communications with industry. This is just a huge issue, Francis. I was at an industry conference this weekend, and they had a poll. They said, how many people in the audience, and there are like 500 people in this audience, how many people think that the industry communications have actually gotten worse with the government in the past couple years? And 70%, well over 70% said they are definitely worse. So to OFPP's credit, you know, a couple years ago, they started this effort to improve communications and debunk some of the myths about how government people can't communicate with industry. In fact, they need to communicate, especially during the market research phase of a procurement. Absolutely critical. And I definitely have seen that contracting officials are very reluctant to speak to industry during any part of the procurement process, which is really a problem. She can play a critical role in pressing agencies to take that on as an objective, and she can even raise this to the President's Management Council and have the deputy secretaries promote the idea of opening communication with industry. It will help the acquisition process so much. And related to that, Francis, the second thing I would tell her is to really focus on program management. She has a lot of authority under the OFPP Act, and acquisition includes not just contracting, but also program management. It's actually defined in statute as including program management. As you well know, some of the programs are not working terribly well in the federal government, and she can play a leadership role in actually bringing best practices from industry to the federal government. And I think it's something that's achievable.
She's got a big high-risk list to start with at the Government Accountability Office that she could get going on, right?
Well, all that's related. That's exactly
yes.
Related to program management.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a talk about myths. There is a myth that program management's not part of acquisition. Just debunking that myth is very important, because I've talked to some senior procurement executives who say, well, that's not my job. That's the program manager's job. I don't work on anything like contract requirements. And this is, I think, you talk to any procurement executive, Francis, and they will say the number one problem in our acquisition system are poorly defined contract requirements, and you need program managers and contracting officials working together to improve those contract requirements. And this to me is just something the OFPP administrator could really help with, and that could be just really a huge step forward in improving our acquisition process.
All right. You've laid out pretty clearly an agenda for program management. I want to go back to the first part of it, though, and that is you alluded to the Mythbusters campaign that Dan Gordon started.
Correct.
And Joe Jordan continued. I think they did a pretty eloquent job of laying out specifically what's cool and what's not cool in the process, both with the first part that was directed at the contract officers and the second part that was directed at industry. I think I got those in the right order.
That's correct.
And yet I also hear what you're hearing, which is what they said didn't really trickle down. What does somebody in the OFPP administrator role do if Dan didn't have success and Joe didn't have success in getting that to trickle down, to get it to finally trickle down, Rob?
Well, that's why I think she needs to raise it. The OFPP administrator needs to really sort of up it and move it up to the President's Management Council. There needs to be a memo really coming out of the President's Management Council on this whole subject. It has to come from even a higher level within the federal government than OFPP. But she can definitely play a role in influencing that. And I think it needs to be a topic for discussion at the President's Management Council, and actually have the OMB director weigh in on it.
Rob Burton of Venable talking about the beginning of the tenure of Anne Rung as Office of Federal Procurement Policy Administrator. She's talked a lot about data, and everybody in government talks a lot about data, and there is no doubt a lot more data available to somebody in that office than there was when you were there. But the execution, again, like we talked about with Mythbusters, becomes the critical element, and how you take that data and do something with it, Rob. What is your sense of what someone in that role, not just Ann, but anybody in that office, will be able to do with the data that's available to them now?
Well, this is something I learned, too, when I was in that office and also subsequent to my departure, is that the federal government does not know how to manage data, does not know how to collect and manage data. It really needs to work on the, needs to rely on the private sector and some of the private sector tools more, because it just doesn't have the capacity to handle the volume of data that it deals with. The federal procurement data system, some of the information is simply incomplete, incorrect. This is where I think that the government actually does need to reach out to industry more for help, because there's nothing more complicated and difficult, I think, in the acquisition system than managing data. And she needs the data also for her strategic sourcing initiative. It's going to be very important for her to have correct data as she presses strategic sourcing, which she announced as one of her top priorities. And on that point, strategic sourcing, Francis, I might just say that I think one thing she can do in the next 2 years is make sure that as that initiative is implemented, it does not unfairly hurt small businesses, because there's no question in my mind that right now small businesses are being harmed through the strategic sourcing initiative, because the participation rate is decreasing significantly. So I guess the third thing I'd add to my list is just ensure that there's more emphasis on the participation rate for small businesses, not just dollars going to small businesses.
If we keep talking, we'll get a list of about 20 things.
I'm going to step at three.
You'll just keep adding things, stuff.
Just have three things.
As she sets priorities, and you've laid these things out, because there are a million other things that you could do, and I'm not joking, because as we go on, you talk about the strategic sourcing initiative, and we haven't even touched the acquisition workforce yet, and some of the efforts that Dan and Joe and their predecessors made to try to build the acquisition workforce. So we could conceivably just keep adding things and adding things and adding things. These priorities, how do we look back at the end of her tenure, whether it's July 20th, 2017, or sooner than that, and determine if she's been able to make progress?
Well, I think it's very difficult to do. And, of course, one way people measure progress is through legislative achievements. And, of course, you're not going to get much done in 2 years as far as legislative achievements. So I think that she's going to really have to look to regulatory. And, you know, this administration is looking more and more to issuance of executive orders and regulatory initiatives. And it may be that some of the things that we're talking about really should be in the federal acquisition regulation and should be maybe even addressed through executive order. That may be where she could get the biggest bang for the buck, is trying to influence the improvement of the acquisition processes through some type of regulatory change. That's something she'll have more control on over than going to Congress and getting their assistance.
Rob Burton, federal procurement attorney at Venable and former deputy administrator at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Thanks, as always, for coming on. I suggested last time I saw Joe Jordan that he record the FAR as an audiobook, but I think you'd be a good choice for that, too.
I
think you'd do
it. I don't know about that.
You'd do a heck of a job. We could put it on iTunes. It would be great.
Exactly. Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.